AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The accused White House correspondent's dinner gunman did not enter a plea in federal court yesterday. Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California, is charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump. Allen was taken into custody on Saturday night. Meanwhile, Trump is again pushing for his new White House ballroom after the weekend shooting at the Washington Hilton. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Trump saying his ballroom would be more secure.
It's drone-proof, it's bulletproof glass. We need the ballroom. That's why Secret Service, that's why the military are demanding it.
Now Republican senators are publicly joining the case.
Underneath there will be a lot of military stuff. There will be a Secret Service annex.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
The ballroom itself will avoid the dilemma of having to leave the White House grounds.
And they're introducing a bill that would pay for it.
Offsetting it with custom fees. But the estimate is $332 million. We're going to do $400 million because I think it's probably going to take more.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer panned the idea, saying the president wants to seclude himself in a walled palace. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran is offering to open the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war. Two regional officials say the proposal would postpone discussions of Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State Marco Rubio appeared to rule it out during an interview yesterday. A woman who accused former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein of rape is testifying against him for the third time. Jessica Mann took the witness stand yesterday at Weinstein's latest retrial. Weinstein has denied the allegations. Britain's King Charles III addresses a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress today. He'll be the first British monarch to address Congress since Queen Elizabeth in 1991. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Virginia Supreme Court is considering whether to block the redistricting map that was approved just last week by Virginia voters.
Democrats hope the amendment will win them up to four additional seats in the U.S. House. Republican plaintiff Ryan McDougal, a Virginia state senator, contends that the General Assembly broke the rules.
The Constitution was not followed, and we hope that the court will rule accordingly.
If the high court agrees, it could invalidate the Virginia amendment and render last week's statewide vote meaningless.
You know, over 2 million people voted.
Defense attorney Matthew Seligman says the voters' will should be respected.
And the challengers are asking to overturn that Democratic result.
President Trump kicked off a tit-for-tat round of gerrymandering last summer when he urged Texas Republicans to redraw districts in their favor. So far, the projected result finds the two parties nearly neck and neck among states that have redrawn their congressional maps for the upcoming midterms. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.